The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Political writer Ben Domenech says the Biden administration is engaged in a very bad foreign policy toward Israel because it's listening to anti-Israeli voices within the Democrat Party.
And they are listening to the loudest and the most progressive parts of their own coalition in ways that are ultimately, you know, leading them to break away from America's allies, to undermine them publicly, by the way.
And he tells the Salem Radio Network the president is under intense pressure from a vocal minority within his own party to turn his back on the Israelis. In the meantime, the Israeli military earlier today now admitting, quote, mistakes were made that led to a series of drone strikes that killed seven staff members from the World Central Kitchen charity. This is SRN News.
This week on the Michelle Tafoya podcast.
Biden using the cookie monster for shrinkflation. When shrinkflation is the same thing as inflation, they are the same exact thing. It is not illegal for a company when there's inflation to either charge more for the same amount or to charge the same for a less amount. I don't know that the cookie monster should be agreeing or disagreeing with the president of the United States.
Streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Salem Podcast Network.
Looking to save money these days? Well, check out MNDeals.com. Free therapy, retail price $500. MNDeals price $250. Rheem heat pump and gas furnace, retail price $16,000. MNDeals price $8,000. Save money on MNDeals.com. From the JTR Roofing Weather Center, tonight's low around 37 degrees with a chance of showers in the overnight. Tomorrow for your Sunday, more rain, high in the mid-40s. It's AM 1280 The Patriot.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the Wind Beneath the Right Wing, the show that is making talk radio great again. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info, 5, sometimes 6, occasionally 7 days a week. Since 2002, 22 years now, bringing you everything that I want to bring you via the URL shotinthedark.info. Check it out. If you haven't read it, and many of you do, and for that I'm thankful, check it out. It is what led to the Northern Alliance. It's what led me to the Northern Alliance of blogs, which led us all to the Northern Alliance Radio Network 20 years ago. And that's what led to me being on the air talking to you today. One of the great blessings of my life, hopefully just enough of yours to keep you doing it, along with my colleagues and comrades in broadcasting, Jack Tomczak, the new guy, coming up at 3 o'clock today. Brad Carlson, the closer, Sundays from 1 to 3 here on AM 12A, The Patriot. And former fellow charter member of the Narn King Banyan, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on her sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. So as we speak, there is a rally and march and parade going on in Minneapolis right now. Twin Cities Communists, literally a group called Minneapolis Communists, are having a march to the Wells Fargo Center demanding that big banks be nationalized under worker control, calling on workers not to either vote for Democrats or Republicans in November. Started at 1 o'clock at Minneapolis City Hall. They're going to be marching to the Wells Fargo Center. Now, history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. And I'm feeling so many 1936 vibes here right now. I wasn't around in 1936, but I read about people who were. And there's so many disconcerting vibes out there. The world's major powers are rattling their sabers away today, as they were in 1936 in Spain and Ethiopia and various corners of Eastern Europe, where the major powers, the Germanys and Italys, were squaring off against the Soviet Unions, Soviet Union in this case, were squaring off in places, not immediately between them, but in other places, just to sort of test out their technology, test out their tactics, test out their approach to conducting a war. This was happening in 1936 in Spain, the Spanish Civil War, and in 1935 in Ethiopia, when Italy invaded Ethiopia to gain an empire. And it happened to an extent throughout the 1960s and 1970s, when various proxies of the West and of the Soviets engaged in battles all over the world, from Vietnam to sub-Saharan Africa to the Himalayas. And it feels like history is rhyming here. The world's major powers are quietly rattling their sabers and testing their sabers out to see how well they perform when they're not just rattling. The economies of the world are in the hands of people who just love nothing more than tinkering with the levers and buttons of the big state. And everywhere around the world, young, intellectually overstimulated but under-endowed bobbleheads are romping and playing. That includes today's rally with the Minneapolis Communists, not to be left behind by BLM and, quote, anti, end quote, fa. The Minneapolis Communists are getting out and waving their red flags today. Marching from, they call it marching. I'm going to say it's probably more of a disorganized scramble. From City Hall to Wells Fargo Center. Calling on workers not to vote for Democrats, yay, or Republicans. Yeah, I think a lot of likely Republican voters are going to be convinced there. Their whole premise is down with the two big parties, basically taking the same approach that libertarians take, only the opposite. Calling all Republicans and Democrats war criminals, imperialists, and capitalists. And join the communists, who, by the way, have never way, no how, no way ever been criminals, imperialists, and self-enriching, at least from the dacha class. Everything old is, in fact, new again, including the whole notion that a certain percentage of youth are really stupid. I'm starting to get this vibe from people, the progressive wing of the younger millennial and Z generations, saying what we need is youth. And to which I, because youth are the people who bring us peace and tranquility and understanding. It's all those old people who bring us the wars, and it's BS. It is horse hockey. World War One in 1914. The elders, people over the age of 30, especially over the age of 40, people who are old enough to have seen and perceived war elsewhere, the Franco-Prussian War, the Boer War, various other, the Russo-Japanese War, people who were old enough to have some historical perspective, were wanting to pump the brakes to the extent that it mattered, because, of course, this was governments' dealings with each other that led to the war. But it was people under the age of 30. Who were overwhelmingly favored war. Moral of the story, young people are stupid. Not you, young person out there. Just young people in mobs following stupid ideology. They're the ones that we need to have a word with. As indeed I'm endeavoring to do. Long story, we'll come back to that. Oh, we weren't done. Oh, no. Nazism. It was a youth movement. In fact, I love that. I got into a thing with David Hogg a while ago. He said, we need young people, artists, and intellectuals to step up against conservatism. It's like, you know what? To bring us an era of peace. It's like the Hitler cabinet, the inner ranks of the Nazi Party were artists, writers, playwrights, sculptors, journalists, intellectuals. and they were at the head of what was fundamentally a youth movement, primarily a college-educated youth movement. I mean, there were all kinds of people out there in the brown shirts, but the leadership, they were young, they were smart, they had degrees. How about the communists in the Soviet Union? Oh, same. The people backing Lenin were not the peasants. They didn't care. They just wanted not to starve. They were happy not to be serfs anymore. There was no proletariat. Lenin's supporters were the bourgeoisie against whom he was fulminating. And they were young. All you young people out there, God love you all. And I do. I used to be one myself. I've got kids who still are. But be careful who you give your brain to. The communists, bad idea. So many youth movements go off the rails so terribly, so easily. And the problem is this idealism that comes with youth slaps up against the fact that reality always wins. It's one of my favorite Ben Shapiro sayings. Reality always wins. You may not win along with it, but that's a matter of the choices you make as to whether or not you accept or deny or live with or thrive with reality. By the way, speaking of reality, in the city where the communists are rallying today, we, people like you and I, and Jack and Brad and King and I warned Minneapolis about the inevitable end results of their policies. High taxes, onerous regulations, rent control, minimum wage regulations that push the value of low-skill labor beyond the price that people are naturally willing to pay for it. Hey, there's no such thing as low-skill labor. Have you ever tried to be a waiter? Yeah, I have. I mean, no, I have not personally. I've known a lot of wait staff in my life. The good ones are they work. They have skills that I do not. But it is also not something that's hard to teach. It's, God love a good waiter, waitress, server. Waitron, I think, was the phrase 20-odd years ago. They're great. But it's not quite the same as teaching someone how to weld or how to operate on someone or how to the barrier to entry is low. And that's a good thing, by the way. It's a job where you can enter the field with no qualifications when you're 14 years old, hustling tables at an IHOP and work your way up, should you choose to do so, to being a waiter at nice place where people tip really good. I mean, back when we were all regulars at Keegan's, back during the glory days of the mob, we knew wait staff who were making 75 grand a year as they were working their way through school or working their way through whatever they were doing. That's a pretty righteous wage. And it took a few years of working some skills to get there. But you didn't need specialized training. You didn't need a certificate from a union. You didn't need any paperwork from anyone. You just had to show that you knew how to get people's orders straight and be pleasant to the people when they ordered and got their food and handle the odd complaints. Well, it's not rocket surgery. Literally, it is not rocket surgery. It's a skill. The good ones are paid. I mean, you go to some of the high-end steakhouses, people earn six figures waiting tables. But forcing employers to pay those entry-level ones an unrealistically high wage that they will not, that the employer will not make their money back on for quite some time with a brand new waiter, is not the way to create more of those jobs. Reality always wins. Same thing happens with housing. We've been talking about how the big three factors in a working class person's budget, food, housing, and energy, are all rising far level than the nominal 3% inflation rate, which, by the way, is too high already. 3% doesn't sound that bad. It is. It is. It means everything doubles in price in 24 years. But if you're talking about the big three, food, energy, and housing, those are all rising much faster. 20 to 40% in the last 4 years since the pandemic started, since Joe Biden was elected, because of the devaluation of the currency. Your paycheck, if you are a working class person who is putting a disproportionate amount of your income into food, rent or mortgage, and energy, heating your home, driving to your job or whatever it is you do, that's going a good two or three times the overall consumer price index. And we'll show the effect that that has on housing when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. Go nowhere. We're not, God willing. At any rate, see you in a bit.
There. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
Thinking about climbing Pikes Peak? You can get this radio station there too. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey.com. We're always on. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Say, play The Patriot, Minneapolis.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build to order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
Quit smoking now with this exclusive half-price offer from The Patriot and breathe freedom from nicotine. Get one program for $250. That's half price. Breathe is the faster, easier, more effective way to quit smoking and start saving. There are a limited number of these half-off deals available. That's $250 for one program from The Patriot and Breathe Laser Therapy. You can quit smoking in just 60 minutes this week. Call The Patriot at 651-405-8800.
Don't get lost in the endless stream of misleading headlines. Turn to a leading source of conservative news, townhall.com. Political cartoons,
thoughtful commentary,
and an intelligent perspective on the day's headlines. Townhall.com,
a division of Salem Media Group.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. By the way, local search engine optimization is complex and difficult. It makes you want to go, because it is hard. Math is not hard. Search engine optimization is hard and nerdy and just miserable stuff, and I hate it. I do this for my day job, and I hate search engine optimization, and yet it is a necessary evil. You cannot do it yourself. That's where we step in. SurroundMSP.com. Salem Surround Marketing, founded SurroundMSP.com, is the place to go. Call 651-280-4450 if you need some SEO for your business. Or, again, go to SurroundMSP.com. Northern Alliance Radio Network. AM 1280, The Patriot. Jack Tomczak coming up at the top of the hour, 3 o'clock, which means I still have three segments of broadcast dominance to practice here, after which Brad takes over for, Jack takes over for 2 hours, and Brad comes in to mop up what's ever left tomorrow from 1 to 3. Let's go to the phones in Shoreview. Bob, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You are live and on the air.
Thanks, Mitch. This may be a bit of a digression, but you mentioned Nazism. I just read an article on wallbuilders.com website saying they presented the argument that Nazism really was left-wing or socialist. And if you define socialism as government control or ownership of the means of production,
yep.
You know, and Hitler definitely had control over the factories. Have you ever studied any of this?
Oh, boy. We are on my home court now, absolutely. Yes, I have studied. I have studied it to the point where I cannot be tolerated at parties when the subject comes up. I minored in history and German, mostly to study German history. Ich spreche gern den ganze deutsche Sprache. Oh, wait, I've slipped into German. I know the field way better than anyone should. I'm indulging in some hyperbole here. Yes, I have studied the field. And both sides are wrong. In fact, those are two arguments where both sides are left and right are trying to play hot potato with the legacy of the Nazis and Hitler. And by the way, they are somewhat separate subjects. I'll get into that here. And they're both wrong. For example, when the question always comes up, was Hitler an atheist? Atheists say, "Hey, look, he said things in support of the church, and how what a good believer and Christian he was," and of course, Christians say, "Well, he also murdered every minister in Germany that didn't agree with him, sent him off to concentration camps." The truth, in fact, is not between the two, but neither. Hitler co-opted, and the Nazi Party co-opted the German church. And in fact, according to Daniel Goldhagen in his book, Hitler's Willing Executioners, co-opted not just the German state church, but in fact the latent anti-Semitism that lingered in the German state churches. By the way, the Germans had two state churches, Catholic and Lutheran. And Hitler and the Nazis successfully co-opted both of those churches to his ends by acting like he was a firm believer. It worked. And he managed to co-opt both the German church. By the way, and they had to be co-opted because they were state churches. He was the state, not just the leader of the state. Well, initially the leader of the state and eventually the state. That we will come back to. So was Hitler a Christian or an atheist? The fact is he was neither. The only thing he cared about was power. He held faith in contempt by all historical records of him as an actual person. He held faith and the faithful in contempt, including atheists, which is a type of faith. No, it's not yet. Yeah, it is. Shut up. He held atheism in the same contempt that he held belief in anything other than power. Power was all that mattered. Getting, holding, exerting it. It was all that mattered. So when you talk about economics, you go back to the origins of the Nazi Party, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the full name, the NSDAP. Let's try this. Nationalsozialistische Deutsche Arbeiterpartei. That's the full name of the Nazi Party, which hence they abbreviated it, go figure, Nazi. Anyway, the socialist is in the name, and indeed they were big into socialism. They carried forward and believed in two of the key aspects of socialism: a command economy and a cradle to grave welfare state. Now, we'll get back to the differences between Nazism and Hitler in just a moment here. But this is the way European fascism worked. So the Fascist Party also was founded by a former socialist, Benito Mussolini, who realized that internationalism, which was what socialism was about, all of the workers of the world uniting and throwing off the governments, was never going to fly in Italy, which had just become an independent country and was very, very proud of itself as a nation. So they figured, let's combine all of the socialism, the planned economy, and the welfare state with nationalism, and see how that flies. And it flew. It gained power via the ballot in Italy, and to an extent in Germany as well, when Hitler followed the same formula. Now, did the Germans have a welfare state? Oh, absolutely. You look at the way the German welfare ministry, the Reichswohlfahrtsbeamt, the imperial welfare office, literally operated. It had programs, social subsidy programs that would make a Bernie Bros leg tingle. They were free tuition. We're talking subsidies for kids. The more kids you had, the more you bet. There was a welfare program for everyone in Nazi Germany, provided you were Aryan. There was a racial aspect to it. You betcha. Jews need not apply for anything, including to live eventually. But yeah, they had a welfare system and they had a command economy. Hey, wait, they left the capitalists in charge. Yep, they did. Because on his rise to power, Hitler realized that he didn't want to have to spend 20 years rebuilding an industrial base after he got rid of all the industrialists. No, they knew how to build things, and he needed them to build lots of them because he was going to rearm Germany from having almost no military to the biggest military in Europe in 4 years. And he did. Yeah, he left the Krupps and the Krauss and the Porsches and the Henschels in power in their companies. But he also had a strict command economy, and if you stepped outside the lines, you could find yourself in some serious problems. Like, for example, the Gestapo had some knowledge that the CEO of IG Farben, one of the big industrial companies in Germany between the wars, had some Jewish ancestry. And they say, hey, it'd be a shame if this file got into the hands of the other part of the Gestapo. And then the SS, it'd be a shame if you were to lose this cushy job you have just for, I don't know, trying to buck the command economy. And so they had a command economy, and all historical evidence said that had Hitler won the war, he was going to consolidate his control of the economy and then get rid of the industrialists when he had what he needed. Heaven be praised, he never got what he needed. He never took over. And hence, some of those industrialists survived the war, as did their companies and some of their products. The Volkswagen, by the way, was designed by the Nazi Ministry of Transportation. It happened to be a useful car, so it survived, and Volkswagen Beetles are still crawling around the roads today. So was the Nazi Party socialist? Initially, yeah. Was Hitler a socialist? No. He had contempt for socialism and capitalism and communism and all political belief. He had contempt for all beliefs other than getting, holding, and exerting power. So, did they have socialist aspects? Yep, they did. Were they socialists? They were worse. Like the communists in the Soviet Union. And by the way, if you go to Daily Wire, Bill Whittle has an amazing series on the reality of Soviet government and the reality of the purges and the Great Terror from Lenin and his star pupil Stalin from the 1920s into the 1950s. It's you get right down to it. Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, Mao, to a much lesser extent Mussolini and Franco, were all about getting, holding, and exerting power way, way above and beyond any actual politics. Wow, I did jabber on about that a bit, didn't I? At any rate, we're going to come back to the subject of how reality always wins when we come back here. But basically, it's this. You can deny reality all you want. We warned Minneapolis that inevitably, rent control was going to distort the housing market. It's economics 101. When you make something
when you force people to pay more for something than they naturally would, you're going to distort the market. If you force them to pay less, all that product disappears. It's too cheap. People buy more of it than they would normally. If you keep the price artificially high, nobody buys it. And we're seeing that in the housing market right now. One of the big three products and services that working people need keeps getting more expensive, and yet the housing stock available in the Twin Cities just keeps getting bigger and less available. Go figure. Reality wins. How is reality winning? More when we come back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Go nowhere.
Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Many people are searching for the right 401k decisions within these crazy markets. Are you looking for a local community of investors with the right skills that could help build confidence? Make better financial decisions right here in the Twin Cities because you are the best steward of your own money. Call OTA today to learn more in our free introductory investing class, either in-center or virtually at 952-814-4410, 952-814-4410, or go to learnwithota.com.
Are you ready to embark upon an unforgettable expedition this summer? I hope you'll join me, Mike Gallagher, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We'll unpack the trends and influences shaping our world today while sailing the pristine coast of Alaska over 4th of July. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is way more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures on board the ship with like-minded patriots. 7 action-packed days. We'll chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a beautiful luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Mark your calendar, June 29th, July the 6th. Secure your cabin by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
When I found out I was pregnant, I panicked. I was afraid, feeling pressured. I didn't know what else to do.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know there were other options.
I didn't know the baby already had a beating heart.
I didn't know there were couples waiting to adopt. I called a confidential hotline and learned the facts. I found an option that both my baby and I can live with.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible. Pro-Life Across America.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. The Northern Alliance is the best, longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities, right here on AM 1280 The Patriot, with myself, Brad, Jack, don't forget King Banyan of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, with Saturdays 1 to 5, Sundays from 1 to 3, bringing you the best local political conservative talk, and really, the best media of any kind in the Twin Cities, 20 years strong. The number to call. Reality always wins. And we saw this past week as this is not for me. This is from a Minneapolis City Councilwoman. I forget. Robin. I can't remember her last name, really. They all kind of sound the same after a while. But it'll come back to me here. But she pointed out on Twitter that roughly 7,000 apartments in Minneapolis sit empty right now as we speak because, and I quote, landlords refuse to lower their rents to prices our communities can afford. Thank you, she says. No Empty Homes Minnesota for hosting a vacancy tour. By the way, this is, I still can't get her name, Robin. Anyway, her whole brand is Robin. I should have looked this up. I realize. I don't know. But anyway, wondering why, why people are not putting their properties out front. By the way, it's interesting to look at this. She's basically trying to get a community group, part of the nonprofit industrial complex, to find some way to twist arms to get these homes on the market so they don't have people wonder. So the price of housing in the Twin Cities doesn't keep going up. Now, it's interesting when you look at the heat map of the city for the vacancy rates, the, quote, vacancy rates. The highest vacancy rates are downtown, Kenwood, the Stevens area, south and west of downtown. You know, the fairly, I would say, relatively modestly posh parts of heading down towards downtown. You're talking the far west side of North Minneapolis. You're talking Marcy Homes right across the river from downtown, the highly gentrified area west of the University of Minnesota, where a lot of big money has moved. You're talking down towards the U of M. You're talking in, what's the area, just across the Franklin Avenue, or right down by the Franklin Avenue Bridge, way east in Seward and Nokomis, some of those areas down there. The high along both sides of East Lake Street, all the way down through Longfellow. I mean, we're talking some of the higher rent areas of Minneapolis, the far south, along Minnehaha Creek, along Nicollet and Minnehaha Creek, way down south in Minneapolis. We're talking the places that should be renting out like hot potatoes here. I don't know why that's suddenly a metaphor for something that should be selling in droves, but we're talking some of the prime real estate in Minneapolis. We're talking those areas have vacancy rates between 11 and 18%. Now, there's supposed to be some vacancies in a market. If you have no vacancies, like, for example, a couple months ago, I heard from a realtor friend that there are four vacant houses in Hudson, Wisconsin, you know, the Wisconsin side of the Twin Cities metro area. Gosh, I wonder why there's been such a run on housing in Hudson. Heck, I don't know. Must be all those Democrats. Anyway, you look at the areas in Minneapolis that have the highest vacancy rates. We're talking some big dollar, relatively modestly posh neighborhoods. You're talking down in the 40s east of Lyndale. You're talking along Minnehaha Creek near Nicollet. You're talking around Lake Nokomis. You're talking downtown east. You're talking, and slightly less in the 7 to 11% range. You're looking at the far north side of Minneapolis, north of Victory, where North Minneapolis is suddenly more of a suburb. You're talking southeast Dinkytown. You're talking some of the areas around the lakes, all of the big lakes, in fact. These are not the places you'd expect to be blighted and running out of housing. I mean, you look at the near north and Camden, those are in the 4 to 7% range. You look at the far, you look at Phillips, that's in the 2 to 7% range. Powderhorn, same. The areas northeast of Dinkytown that are, let's just say, a little on the distressed side, they're at the 0 to 2% range. Very low. Bryn Mawr, by the way, the opposite extreme, way over on the other side, adjacent to Edina, also very, very low for some reason. But for the most part, it's the part of Minneapolis that you would expect would be able to get a pretty penny for rent are not. And Big Left has it in their mind that it's because it's some malicious attempt to sabotage the rental economy. You've got Robin, who has a last name, I swear. I just don't know it, and I'm not going to look it up right now, saying there are 7,000 apartments in Minneapolis empty because, and I quote, landlords refuse to lower their rents to prices our communities can afford. And watching, and by the way, calling in her dogs from the nonprofit industrial complex to try and bring public pressure to force landlords to letting to renting out their properties at a loss. I mean, that's why landlords do this. The regulations and costs and inability to evict people make it more advantageous to keep it off the market. These are the sorts of policies, by the way, that led to New York City in the 1970s having many square miles of vacant buildings, almost like Detroit today, and yet impossible to find an apartment at a reasonable price, at a price that any working person could afford in Manhattan. And today, impossible to live anywhere in Manhattan if you make less than $500,000 a year, and it's spreading to the boroughs. Brooklyn, Queens, even parts of the Bronx are unaffordable unless you have a solid six-figure income. And this is how you, these are the policies that bring you that. If you have rent control, it is literally cheaper to keep your building, your units off the market because you're going to be forced to rent at a loss given the price point that you're forced to rent at and the costs of paying for the maintenance on a property. When, by the way, the price is regulated by the same people that are regulating the rent, meaning that they're working on actually having to have a permit to be a house painter in Minneapolis and Minnesota as a whole, which means the price of getting units painted by you can't do it yourself anymore if this rule goes through. The licensing for the tradespeople that do the maintenance, that in many respects have to do the maintenance on your properties now because of the regulations that have been imposed by the city and ever more so the state, make it impossible to break even. I mean, 30 years ago in St. Paul, there used to be thousands of small landlords, people who inherited a house from their parents and decided they were going to rent it out and maybe just bring in or live in the lower level of a duplex and rent out the upper. They can't do that anymore. The number of those, as of 10, 12 years ago, the number of those landlords had dropped from the thousands into the, I don't know, under 200. And it's dropped since then. I mean, it's gotten to the point where as of 12 to 15 years ago, you had to own at least 7 properties and basically work as a landlord full time to be able to break even and stay legal. And it's gotten much, 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 much worse. And so I suspect, oh, and by the way, the comments in Councilwoman Robbins' posts were even worse. I mean, they're talking about imposing an occupancy tax, basically throwing a tax on properties that aren't occupied. So if you refuse to rent at a loss, you're going to have to take a bigger loss. This is tyranny. You can dress it up in any platitudes you want. This is tyranny. It's interesting because the Star Tribune ran a piece earlier this week on snowbirds being concerned that about coming back to the Twin Cities or properties up north, invariably in blue cities like New York, Chicago, Minneapolis, and worried about what's going to happen when they encounter squatters, people who move into vacant buildings and say, we're just going to live here. Nobody else is here. We're claiming it. And this seems incredible to people with, I don't know, common sense. That it seems to people with what we used to call common sense that somebody's property is their property. You can't move into it and take it legitimately. You need to be tossed out. And by the way, it is such a problem that the government of Florida, Ron DeSantis, pushed through a piece of legislation giving homeowners absolute rights to evict squatters immediately with no ceremony. You show the property is yours, boom, everyone's out of there like somebody out of James Bond's ejector seat. Not here. I don't know the rules about squatting in Minnesota, but there are literally people in New York and California who are losing their properties to squatters who move in and claim that they're renters and they can't be evicted without immense, costly, time-consuming due process while they're busy damaging the properties and making nuisances of themselves and then moving on to another vacant property. And there's nothing you can do about it if you're a homeowner. And there were people in the comments saying, well, we're just going to have to make sure that we have a policy that's more like Florida in places like Minneapolis. To which I had to respond, oh, good luck with that. Because the DFL runs the show, and the DFL, like the communists that are their role models, don't just have no respect for private property. They hold the concept of private property in active, toxic contempt. I would be amazed, and again, I don't know the law, but I would be amazed if we don't have a significant problem in Minneapolis, shortly St. Paul, and the couple rings of suburbs around both, with people moving into vacant properties and deciding, yep, I'm not going to leave until I absolutely have to. And you have a city council say, you know what? Who really owns property? It's all really stolen anyway. I mean, if people could steal property from the Lakota, why not steal from people who have enough money to go to Arizona for the winter? I predict this is happening sooner than later if we don't have a major turnaround. Will we have a major turnaround? Oh, stick around. Go nowhere. Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot.
Contests, quizzes, and more. Plus, get exclusive access to pre-sale tickets to events. It's free to join. So visit AM1280ThePatriot.com today.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire Portable Infrared Grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Trish Regan provides the analysis you need each day on the Trish Regan Podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
The Democrats keep getting this one wrong. They think that they can just flip states, that suddenly all the Hispanics are going to vote for Joe Biden. And in fact, what you're actually seeing in places like Texas is Hispanics, they're overwhelmingly coming out in favor of Trump.
Subscribe to the Trish Regan Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build-to-order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family-run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
This radio station is always on, but sometimes you need more content than you can take with you anywhere. That's why we invented the SalemPodcastNetwork.com. You'll find all the great hosts on this radio station, plus a few more like Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza, Trish Regan, Jenna Ellis, and Dennis and Julie. There's literally no end to what they can teach you. It's like radio on demand, and just like radio, it's always on. Go find out what you're missing. Download the app, SalemPodcastNetwork.com. She's smart, beautiful, and a former Fox Business Channel host. Now you can hear her take on the day's financial news on the Trish Regan Show on the Salem Podcast Network.
Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot, Minneapolis.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Number to call should you care to join us. I'm on now. Jack Tomczak coming up in 15 minutes. So, you look at the results of what has happened with DFL governance here in the state of Minnesota over the last couple of years. Really, since 2011, but honestly, this last 4 years has been the worst. And since the DFL took over the trifecta, I mean, obviously, we are living in really parlous times here. And a lot of people are reacting to this sensibly enough, I suspect, by picking up and moving. As the Center of the American Experiments, Bill Glahn and John Phelan pointed out, Minnesota's productive class, the people who actually create the wealth, the entrepreneurs, the professionals, the practitioners, are hitting the exits. They're moving to Florida. They're moving to wherever they want to move to while they still have the freedom to do so, and packing it up and taking it elsewhere. But there is room for optimism. Despair is a sin, and optimism is a virtue, and it's good to recognize that. Angie Craig, second CD congresswoman, tweeted yesterday, quote, "I'll be on NPR today at noon to talk about our race here in Minnesota, too. We've got a tough fight ahead of us, but this campaign's got grit and determination." Well, no, Angie Craig, you've got plutocrat donors, and you've got a lapdog media that will do together whatever it takes to drag you across the finish line. But this state is a 50-50 state. I don't care what you say. We got 4-4 going to Congress, and God willing, and if the GOP pulls its act together, it'll be 5-3 Republican here, because Angie Craig is vulnerable. Despair not. It can happen here, folks. We're certainly here to try and help that out here. So, and we've been doing it for 20 years, and we're going to celebrate that fact tonight at Exchange Food and Drink up in New Brighton, just off of County Road E2 and Old Highway 8. It's a fun place. I've been going there off and on for years. And with us to talk about that and, well, whatever else comes up here, the new guy, Jack Tomczak.
The headliner for tonight's party.
That's me. Right. Mr. Party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you haven't been to one of these before. We used to do these like twice a year back during the glory days of the mob, mm-hmm. the blogger parties. I don't think you ever made it to any of those.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, we do them at Keegan's in Old Mexico, which are casualties of COVID and our fabulous economy here in Minnesota. So we're trying a new place here tonight. But these are always a lot of fun. I mean, one of the things about conservatism is it tends to be so lonely. I mean, you're pretty much out there. It's especially in the metro area. It's there's not a lot of us out there. It's fun to get together with other people who are kind of like us once in a while.
I prefer to be left alone and not to talk to people, so this works out just fine. That's why I live in this state, because there's so few people to talk to.
I'm with you there for the most part.
I just inked a deal with State Representative Shane Mecklen. He's got 20 acres.
Yes.
He's going to give me the middle acre.
Really?
And build me a house.
That's right.
And we're going to buy guns. Tonight's going to be good. Everybody that I've tried to spread the word as much as I can.
Yep.
But, you know, not everybody checks Facebook all the time, and I miss events all the time. So I've texted it to people, and, a lot of people are coming.
I'm hoping for a surprise. Actually, the turnout is looking good. I told the bar to expect 20 to 25 people, so if we double that, I'd be really happy. And it's actually, I had a formula.
Okay.
I mean, as of this morning, we had X number of people who said, yep, I'm coming. And probably three times that who said, I'm interested. Mm-hmm. And the formula I had when I was doing mob parties twice a year is half the people who say there will definitely be there will show up,
yep.
Half. And about a quarter of the people who are interested will express that interest by being there, which is fine.
Yeah.
And some of them will bring plus ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a bunch of people who just show up by surprise. So I figure it's going to be whoever shows up, the right people will show up, and it'll be a lot of fun.
If it ends up being you, me, NASCAR Kelly,
Brad,
famous working actor Benjamin Cruzy,
okay.
And Michelle Benson.
Oh yeah,
that's fine with me. Like there's lots of good conversation to have right there.
And we have a bunch of other people who said they're absolutely mm-hmm. positively going to be there, who are going to make this a fun party as well. Here, I mean, actually, we've got some people I'm really looking forward to seeing, because I haven't seen them since the last time I threw a mob party, which was, looking back through my records, 12 years ago. It's been a long time since I've done this sort of thing, and I honestly miss doing it. I mean, I'm kind of an ambivert in the sense that I am a little extrovert. I'm a little bit introvert. Maybe those radio people tend to be introverts. I guess you have come out as one yourself right
Absolutely.
There. Absolutely. And I could see the idea. If I could find someone with a couple hundred acres and take the middle 10 and build myself a little compound, but have a bar with a stage where my band could play and have a few hundred of my best friends out to hang out.
There you go.
And then be expelled and go elsewhere and hang out on my own. That would be the life of Riley.
I used to think I was an extrovert.
Right.
Turns out I was an alcoholic.
Okay.
Very similar attributes there. Yes, radio people, I think, are introverts. We like talking in a little room.
Yeah.
We have an audience, but they can't see us.
Yeah.
And we can't see them.
Yeah.
And it's in brief, it's 2 hours or 3 hours. It's a short thing.
It is general. And I
know. Well, tonight's going to be awful, Mitch. There's going to be people. I'll have to talk to them.
God willing, yeah.
No, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to this. I always look forward to this because it can be so hard to realize there's other people out there who are. And by the way, there's no political litmus test to show up here, although if you come to be a jerk, I mean, you're going to see the door.
Talk to me first if you're there to be a jerk. I enjoy conversations with people who don't know anything.
I've actually had, back during the days of the mob parties, we used to get a real interesting smorgasbord of points of view. We had people from the Twin Cities news media would show up. One famous NPR journalist who went on to become quite a toxic eliminationist Republican hater after he retired and had a day in his honor. He showed up and hung out and talked about everything but politics with a bunch of us for one evening at Keegan's back in the day. It used to be, I think, in fact, I have some evidence that local media people have been told not to mix with the opposition anymore.
Really?
We'll talk about that tonight, perhaps, up at the Exchange Food and Drink in New Brighton from 7 until we're
question
done.
Question mark.
Yes.
Question mark, yeah.
Yes, yes.
7 until question mark.
12 until we're done or we get thrown out, whichever comes first, and hopefully it'll be 10 o'clock, because that's when they come. That's just a good time for it. But, yeah, no, I'm looking forward to this and see a few dozen of our closest friends. And by the way, keeping the same policies we had during the mob parties, no name tags, no speeches, nobody talking, just mingle with people.
If listening to the Narn is the only contact you have with other people who think like you do, you are not alone.
True.
Come tonight.
That's right.
And meet them in person.
That's right. That's the whole point of doing these things and because they're fun. I mean, it's just, and if we.
I didn't realize until COVID happened that I actually enjoy being around people.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm excited, and now I'm old, so I don't really go out ever.
I'm an extrovert, except for Sunday nights, when I want everyone to go away and leave me alone, and that's really how it works. Oh, shoot, I missed a caller. Sorry about that, Crystal. Catch us next week.
Oh, that squatters thing.
Yeah, it could be. Or just join us at Exchange tonight.
Yeah, you have to come tonight, Chris.
Thanks for tuning in. God bless you all. God bless America. Stay tuned for Jack.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now, a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where, for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.